Okay, so tonight's shiur is dedicated to Nishmas Miriam Chaya Bas of Simcha Alevi, which is the mother of Rabbi, was the mother of Rabbi Blackstein. It's the 31st year of time, I'm mistaken, right? 31st year of time. Hashem Shem Aliyah. It's a Gimel Cheshvan, right? That's Mamish Bo Bayon. Okay. Okay, so for this week, Parshas Noach, we find an interesting pasuk in the first source. Psukim indicate in Parakas, starting in Pasuk Chof, that when Noach came out of the Teva, so he built the Mizbeach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of smelled, as it were, the fragrance of the offering and so on. And in Pasuk Chof Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took an oath, Lo Osif Lekalel Odes Hadoma Babur Hadom, I won't ever curse the land in this way again. Lo Osif Od Lahakas is called Chai Chasher Asisi. I won't destroy every living creature like I just did. And what's relevant to us tonight, Pasuk Chof Beis, Od Kol Yemei Haaretz, the rest of the existence of the earth, you know, forever. Zera V'Kotzir, V'Kor V'Chom V'Kayetz V'Kor of those are seasons. Right? The Zera is the planting season, the Kotzir is the harvesting season, Kor is the cold months, and Chom is the warm months, Kayetz is the very hot months, summer, and Kor is the very cold months. All these things, and for our purposes tonight, V'yom V'Laylo, Lo Yishbosu. They'll never stop again. They'll never cease again. Day and night, and all the seasons will always be. Okay, what that says about global warming or climate change, so we can discuss some other time. But that's what it says in the Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to change. It's always going to be day and night. So what I'd like to look at this evening is the diak that Rashi makes in the name of Chazal. Rashi in Parakas Pasuk Chof Beis says, well, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point says he's never going to suspend any of these things again, including day and night, says Rashi, Miklal Sheshovsu Kol Yomos HaMabul. Apparently, during the Mabul, during the flood itself, there was no day and night. Because why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I'll never again suspend day and night? When did he do it? Apparently, during the Mabul, the constellations and the things that you know, they didn't operate. There was no distinction, no noticeable distinction between night, day and night. So says Rashi, and it's a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah here in Parshas Noach and Parshas Lamed Dalet Siman Yud Aleph number 3. Old Koy Meretz etc. Amar Yochanan Lo Shim Shum Azolos Kol Yubeis Chodesh. That's Rabbi Yochanan says. Amar Rabbi Yonah's son. Rabbi Yonah's son said, well, Shimshu Ela Shayahu Shuman Nikar. He says, they operated, there was movement, but there was nothing noticeable. You couldn't tell. The thing still moved, you couldn't tell. And Rabbi Elazar, says, Lo Yishbosu, Lo Shavsu. Rabbi Yishua Amar Lo Yishbosu, Mikal Shavsu. Right? Do you mean that they'll never, even then they didn't... they weren't suspended, or didn't mean they were suspended. I mean, different opinions, and Rashi cites the one that he cites. So I'd like to look at...
Maybe it happened then, maybe it happened before, maybe it happened another time.
Okay, but it looks like all these things... Okay.
And who would know the difference? They were on site anyway.
Right, so that again, that's the different opinions really in the measures there. You know, one opinion that never did that. You're right. It was not noticeable. But Rashi selects the one that apparently... which I think is the simplest pshat in the pasuk, is that you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment said he's never going to again suspend night and day, it's connection with the flood, that means it was suspended. So what I'd like to look at, use that as a springboard, an interesting discussion, and that is what to do with this series entitled Zmanim in Places Where There Is No Day and Night. How do we figure out Zmanim Shabbos, Zmanim Tefillah, in places where there's no noticeable day or night? Okay, the Arctic Circle, like when the Arctic system, the Arctic Circle and above, the Arctic Circle is an imaginary line, okay, which runs through northern Canada, through Greenland, Scandinavia, Russia, and Alaska, okay, 66.56 north latitude, okay. Most of the, most of the obviously inhabited part of the world is below that, okay. The northernmost town in the world, as far as you know, at least as far as I was able to find out, is a town in Norway, okay, which is above the Arctic Circle. Okay, the sun is over the horizon from April 20th to August 25th. Okay, and the it's completely dark from October 27th to February 15th. Okay, that's you sign up for a cruise to Alaska, 10 days, no nights. Right, but anyway, they have these. What happens if you're there, and you know, what do you do in terms of zmanim, where there's no real day and night? So before we actually get to that, but as a springboard for it, Rabbi Mizrahi, the commentary, super commentary on Rashi in source number 4, says, I know that Rashi is doing, you know, here in Parchas Posachon Beis, Cholim Osama. Well, he says, I know what the Bereshis Rabba says, and kind of what Rashi says, that the sun of the day and night was suspended. Avaloya Dati, what are you going to do with Psukim in the Torah, in this week's Sedra, Noah, which talks about, you know, the years, for example. Ahi ba'achas ishesh me'el son, berishon ve'chad l'chodesh harvu ha'mayim me'al ha'aretz. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the first of the month, okay, of the first month, the water dried. How do you know what month? How did he keep track if there was no sun, rising and setting of the sun? How do you know what day in the calendar was?
Well,
yeah. We'll get that also. Okay, but here he says, how do you? And it says, Noach at one point uncovered the ark and he saw that the land was dry. Really, how did he see? If there was no light and no sun, so and there was no ore until later on, until the whole year of the flood was completely done, which everything was gone, on the 17th of Cheshvan, so how did he see anything? And also it says, 40 days later, he opened the chalon, and he waited another 7 days to send out the raven and stuff, yeah.
Okay, one second.
So we'll see. So again, you have Psukim says the Mizrahi and our Sedra, which seem to indicate passage of time, months, weeks. Okay. So and he mentions many of the Psukim. Abraham Chami was 150 days, and then it went down and whatever. Okay, and it tells you what day the Tateva sort of docked and so on. Anyway, so those Psukim says the Mizrahi, we can explain that it's true. Noach didn't know, but Ika Lameimer Shashem Hudiyem Moshe. When Hashem dictated the Torah to Moshe, he told him which day it was, if this happened or which day it was, it happened. Maybe they know. But Elohani, Hashem, how could he know? How many days passed before he sent out the dove? That's not Hashem talking. That's Noach waiting. Furthermore, it says Vayishalach Hayonah v'lo matzah Manoach. The Yonah flew out originally the first time. The dove floated around, couldn't find any place to park to nest, and he came back to the ark again. How did he see? Ech parcha vilti or. And how could he see a place? How did he get the olive branch? How did he see anything? Right? And furthermore, if there was no light, what do you need? It says he said, build a window on the table. For what? It was dark the whole time. What good is the window do? So basically, and he doesn't answer these questions. Right? He says it's very difficult. Okay? So the Sifsei Chachamim, on the same pasuk, Parches pasuk on basis, source number five, the Sifsei Chachamim deals with the question. He quotes the Reim, that's the Reim Mizrahi, and he says, Hinich Kedor V'Kushya. The Li Nira, he says as follows. He says, not that there was no light. He said, when it says that the sun and the moon, everything didn't operate, it means, B'makom Shemesh Omeid Sham Haya Or Kul Yud Beis Chodesh. The sun stood still. It's not that it disappeared. It's that wherever things were, it stopped.
Froze.
Okay, froze, so to speak. Everything stopped. Okay? And the Lohaya Yom Balila Kishar Yom Yud Bei Shos Yom Yud Bei Shos Lila. You didn't have 12-hour day and night. That you didn't have. Ela Chatzi HaKadur Haya Or V'Chatzi Kadur HaKosha Kol Yud Bei Shodesh. For all 12 months, half the globe was in the light and half the globe was in the dark. Because whatever time it was when the flood started, that's everything stopped at that moment, right? Everything froze at that moment, okay? And Noah clearly came in when it was light, because it says in the Pasuk, also in our Sedra, the Tzitzchum quotes, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Noach, which means the middle of the day. He came in the middle of the day, okay? So therefore, it says, Lo Shimshu Amazel. It doesn't say Lo Heir. It didn't say there's any light. It says they didn't operate in the normal cycles and so on, okay? There was no Yom and Lila, but there was the sun. That's how he gets out of those kashas. So that's how. However, so that's going to answer all the questions, how it was light and how the dove could see to get the olive branch, I could see. But he said, the other kasha is, Achma shehik shomei ayin yodah mispar hayomim, that already is a good kasha. If the sun was frozen, so how did he measure the passage of time? That already is a good kasha. So he says, Efshar shemisharim al yidei shir hazman, okay, there was some other way, okay, that he measured time. They clay shear shakomosh askanaz zinnenzeger, we call it a watch. Maybe he had some kind of imp, like a watch. So his watch worked for the year, so he was able to measure the passage time that way, some kind of a clock. Okay? And because, again, he had that chalon hateva, that chalon must have done something. Okay? So, or ayude balechayim. the animals, we know from certain Gemaras that animals react at different times of the day and night. Okay, and there are plenty of animals on the table. So he says, for example, Warren Brochus Gemara says, Mishmur Rishona Chamor Noah. At a certain hour, the donkeys bray. Okay? Huh?
Rhythms of sport.
Oh, that was okay. So the habit in terms of nature, so other things we'd be able to tell, huh?
The
body, be sure. Okay. The donkeys bray at this time, and the chickens, like we say, women have a broch in the morning, right? Hashem nosam asech vivina, right? The chicken cock-a-doodle-doos at dawn or whatever. Okay, supposedly. So, therefore he had some other type of skula or davar acher. But anyway, that's how it deals with the question. What emerges from this was an interesting thing, okay, really from everything. And that is that one way or another, however he knew, time was measured, time marches on, even in the absence of the motion of the sun. That's what I want to get out of this point, right? As days, hours pass, even though the sun did not rise and set, right? Because either the sun was, it was out altogether, like the Mizrahi seems to say, all that seems to come and froze. But apparently, what we see from here is that day and that hours can pass, a day can pass without the rising and setting of the sun. Good. So let's look at the Gregor. So let's look at Exukim. Good.
Is the table moving or is it anchored?
The table seems to be moving, yeah.
But traveling.
Yeah, we don't know how far. No, it was traveling, it seemed. It was moved around, floated around. Probably not that far distant, though. Anyway, if you look in last week's study, Bereshis, Perek Aleph Pasukei, Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom, V'lachoshech Kara Laila, V'yerba Elokim Yom Echad, right? We know that pasuk, right? Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom. Light was nicknamed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu day, and darkness was nicknamed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu night. Now, Ramban, so what do you mean, or... Remember, this is the first day of creation. There's no sun and moon yet. That didn't come to the fourth day of creation. Right? So what's going on? Right? So the Ramban, on that passage, Perek Aleph Pasuk, last week said to him, what it means is that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Zman. He created time. The also Midas Yom Umidas Laila. The concept of night and day, which existed in the absence, in the temporary absence of sun and moon. Okay? In other words, there was no sun and moon until the fourth day, yet there was day and night. That's what means by Yikra. Because Baruch Hu had to give him those names. That it's separated. This is Zeh Yom Yom Yetchumcha, V'Layil Yetchumcha. This is dark is your borders, you have dominion. And this is Sfar called Yom, you have the dominion, and Sfar called Laila. It's really mashed like that in the Medrash and Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Gimel, Sun Vav 8, okay? Which is basically what the Ramban quotes. Okay, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fixed things there on the first day of creation. So Yom and Laila, Ayer Vayvoker, Vayakor Lakim La'or Yom V'Lachosha Kara Laila, exists without the sun rising and setting. There was a unit called day and a unit called night even before the sun. Now, on the fourth day of creation, which is Sukkah printed in Source 9, starting in, of course, Perek Aleph, starting plus Yudalit. Then it says, Vayomer Lakim, Yihi Ma'oros, Perkiyashmaim, the luminaries in the heavens, to mark the distinction between Yom and Laila. That came on the fourth day. Okay, it's a more Golem Shels HaYom, and Pasuk Tezayin, it's a more Kotlin Shels HaLaila. Right? The sun during the day, the moon during the night, and so on. And Lahavdo Ben Or Ben Achoshech. So Rabban there, Pasuk Hey, I'm sorry, the same source. Okay, Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey, Havayer Vayvoka Yom Echad, he writes, V'yesh Mefarshim, Ki Zeh Remez L'Tnuas HaGalgal HaPrei Kol Aretz Be'esim Arba Shos. There is a rotation of the 24-hour rotation. That was in effect already on day one. That movement. There wasn't a sun and light, but there was a sun and the moon, but there was a unit called night and a unit called day. Okay? It was a 24-hour. Now, just to look at some of the sources that since they haven't quoted, I printed them here, go through quickly. First of all, the Pasuk in Perek Zayin, Pasuk, Be'etzem Hayom HaZeh Bo Noach, means he came in the middle of the day. Okay, Rashi said, why did he come in the middle of the day? Rashi says in 12, because all the people, Noach's building the Teva for a bunch of years, and when it starts to rain, everyone says, oh yeah, he's going to try and get out, we'll keep him off. If we're not getting away, he's not getting away either. Right? I've said it was the best many times. One of my favorite cartoons of Parshas Noach. You have a picture of this ark full of animals, and they are, you know, sailing away, and there are two dinosaurs on the shore. One says to the other, "Was that today?" So that's such a great, you know, is that supposed to be today? So anyhow, so they said, if Noah's not getting on, Noah's not getting on either. I called from, yeah, we'll bring him on in the middle of the day. We'll see who wins, me or you. Okay, anyway, be that as it was bad to my own mazeh. And so there was, and according to the Sitzachamim, everything froze at that point. Okay, the animals, so they have in Gemara Brochas, a Gimel and Aleph, similar Dover, Mishmar Rishona, Chamor Noah, Shnia, Klovim Tzokim. Okay, in the first Mishmar of the evening, the donkeys bray. Other hours, the dogs bark. Okay, at a different point, Tinok Yonik Mishaimo, the baby wakes up to nurse and the mother, and Isham is a person. Rashi says that people start to wake up, you know, human beings start to wake up. What do you call it?
I'll check that out.
Okay, anyway, we all have that type of rhythm. And again, the Tana Gol makes the noise from which we say the Brocha. That's in Samachon Beis and Brochas. Kishama Kol Tana Gol, Lema Brocha Shana Sanach Vivina, Lasach Vivina, Lahavchin. Right, he can make that distinction. Exactly, there means a tarnagol, according to one opinion. And of course, there was some sort of a window, at least the one shot, the pasuk in Perek Vav of Noach, Perek Vav pasuk design. Tzohar tasel atevo. He had to have some sort of a window. Now, there's a machlokas what that was. Okay, Rashi quotes in 18. Tzohar. Some say it meant a chalon, a window. Others say no, it was an even tova, which shone. And but as day and night, it's a different type of a shine to it. That's what the Medrash says in 19, Parashat Anah, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, Reb Pinchas Mishum of Levi said, "Call Yud Beis Chodesh Shahar Noch Bateva Lo Tzarch Lo Lo Or Achama V'Yom V'Lo Lo Or Levana Malay." Didn't need it. Okay, he had this gem, which certain hours was lighter into it. That's how he knew. Again, what emerges is that there's such a concept of Yom and Lila without the rising, the setting of the sun. Okay, now you mentioned about Moshe, not the sun standing still, but there's something else. Okay, look in 20, Parshas Kisisa, Brashmos Perakalamadal, Posakovches. Moshe went up and he was up there for 40 days and 40 nights. Right, but get the luchos, to get the luchos, right? And it says, didn't drink. Okay, and he wrote down the luchos and so on. So the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kisisa in 21, in Os Lamed Vav in Parshas Kisisa asks, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know when it was day or night? He was up in the heavens. Okay, he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. How did he know when it was day or night? Minayin ha'yodeh Moshe emos hayom. So he didn't necessarily have to, but he did know. How did he know? Because Ela kishakadosh baruch hu melamdo Torah shebichsav ha'yodeh shuyom. So melamdo Torah shebapeh mishnah v'talmud ha'yodeh shulah. It depends on who he's studying. Okay, Torah Shavasav, he learned in the day. That's in the daytime. Torah Shavapay, learned at night. Okay? Levishayom, Laila Shavan, because Rosh Nehmer, Unahori Meishrei, right? The Pazim Daniel. Everything is the same in the Vizor Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? Another suggestion is that he would, when the Mazalos served at Kodesh Baruch Hu in a certain way, and they bowed, you know, it was a day, and other than the sun, bowed before Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was nighttime. Okay, similar in the Medrash Tillim. Called Medrash Shochatov until in Parak Yud Tes O Zion Yom Liyom Yabia Baomer Moshe Rabbeinu who's up in the heavens and so on, and they give a number of different interpretations. I can tell between day and night. We learned Mikra it was Yom, Mishnah and so on it was night, or Davar Acher Keshamal Achim when they would praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yom, and when they said Kadosh it was Yom and Kadosh 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 was day, Baruch Hu Hashem Kam was at night. Okay, different interpretations. Anyway, the idea behind all of this is that there is this concept of day and night, really from the very beginning of creation, before the sun and the moon. And that's how the Gemara Chagiga, Yud Beis Min Aleph, spells it out. Amar Yehuda Marav, Asar Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. These are the things we create on the first day. Shemayim V'aretz, Tov V'Vol, Or V'Choshech, Ruch U'Mayim, Midas Yom U'Midas Laila. And Rashi right there says in 24, what's Midas Yom U'Midas Laila? Esrim V'Arba Shos Bein Shneim. Total of 24 hours. Okay, total of 24 hours. Again, this is before the sun, okay, and therefore the definition of Yom and Laila is not necessarily connected to the sun and the moon. There is some kind of a Zman, okay? And that's how the Rambam writes in the Morne Buchim in Chelek Beis, Paraklamet. Okay, and he says, Zman, time, is a function of, look at the last words right now of that phrase 25, the Rambam in the Morne Buchim, Aval Zman Nibraku Nimshach L'Tnuas Agalgo. That's well, the rotation of the earth. This time passes based on the rotation of the earth, and not necessarily the sun or the moon. It's a rotation of the earth. Rabbeinu Bachya says it also. Last week said, "In Brachos Parakalapaz Yigimel, I hear very very much Shlishi, but Shlishi B'Shlishi Yamim Hisker Erev Oker." He asked, our problem, how could you have my Erev Ivoka the first 3 days? There was no sun and moon. I understand starting the fourth day by Erev Ivoka Yom Revi'i. Good, you had sun and moon, but what are the first 3 days? So then there were no Ma'oros. So how do you figure out? So he says, Amnam Hisku Shor Ervoker, below Klape or El Klape Galgo. Yeah, that's the rotation of the earth. That's what Shuchozim is Galgobo. And that's that rotation measures time. Okay?
So,
without the sun and the moon, probably not Zmanios. So probably 24 hours, it was probably equal. Okay, we don't know what it was divided into, but we know it's scientifically 24 hours. Huh? Anyway, there is a Gemara Psach in the Rigin, the Masech on Beis on Aleph. The Gemara implies, or Yom Alma or Yomomohu. The day is defined by or, by the presence of the light. Okay? And Choshech is Laila. And the Totsay Sa Kochamim, Alakam Kairachwan Lahoro, Pakta Mitzvah the Yoma, Kairachwan Lahoshim, Pakta Mitzvah the Lila. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it those names in terms of the mitzvahs that are going to be relevant to those particular days. Okay.
You're saying that before the sun and the moon were created, there are the labels of Yom and Lila with the time associated, but was there physical light and darkness?
There was some sort of light and darkness, but not because of the sun and the moon.
It was something.
Okay. But in any event, but for our purposes, again, Yom and Lila is not necessarily connected to Or and Choshech.
Oh.
Certainly not connected to the sun and the moon, not necessarily only to Or and Choshech. Okay? So the question now, let's bring it over to our situation. A guy is up in the middle of nowhere, it's the North Pole somewhere, and it's dark for a long time, or it's light for a long time. So what does he do in terms of time? Time passes, no doubt about that. It's dark, it's dark for days, or for a place in Norway, within months. But time does go by. So what does this guy do in terms of, marking time? So there is a Gemara in Shabbos, not about this case, not about the North Pole, but about the person who lost track of when Shabbos is. Famous Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Tesla Day 30. What happened? Amar Huna. Ha'im ha'alek by Midbar. Guy was traveling the desert, got lost somehow. Ve'ena yodea emos ha'Shabbos. And he just lost track of time. He would say Shabbos. He doesn't know what say Shabbos. So what does he do? Mona shisha yomim or meshama yom echad. Count 6 days and keep Shabbos on the seventh day. Okay, that's one opinion. And the other opinion is Chibar Rav. The other opinion, no, Meshama Yom Echad, keep it one day and then count the six. Okay, one opinion is because it could be also Shalom. We have to follow the way of the world. We had 6 days and then Shabbos. Okay, the other said, no, you follow Adam Rishon because he was creating the 6 days. So he first had Shabbos, then the 6 days. So, okay, Machlokes is how you follow. Okay, anyway, then the Gemara says, all right, that Tanya, Hai Ma'alach, Vedech, Midbar, Ene, Dehem, and Shabbos, Mona, Shisha, Meshama Yom Echad. And that's the accepted shita. And what do you do? So Amar Rava, b'chol yom v'yom osah k'day parnasoso. Okay, that day he can do whatever he needs to get food and whatever else, hunting or trapping or whatever. But on whatever he needs to do. But what do you do on Shabbos? Yom v'yom osah. Okay, so the previous day he should get double. No, maybe the previous day was Shabbos. Ella kol yom v'yom osah parnasah filu ahu yoma. He has to do with the bare minimum every day, but maybe it's Shabbos. So how do what's the difference then between, you said you keep the 7 days of Shabbos, what are you keeping? All the days you're doing the minimum. No, the Kiddush of Avdalto, you make Kiddush of Avdala. Okay, which as Rashi said, is a Zikaron la'alma. Okay, that's the situation. Now, the Rambam Paskins, Perek Beis, Yivichu Shabbos, Yivichu Beis, 32, Hamahalach, V'midbar, V'loyodah, Masai, Yom HaShabbos, Mona Yom Shita, Shisha, U'mekadesh Shvi. Right, you count from when you got mixed up. I know it wasn't yesterday, so yesterday can already count to the first, right? I know Shabbos wasn't 3 days ago. Well, from the last time you were sure, okay? And you can mekadesh is the seventh day. Umevarach bo birchas hayom, umavdu b'motzei Shabbos, make kiddush, make kavdalah, okay? Umechol yom, well, filu b'yom zesh, umekadesh, umavdu, but mutar lasos k'nei parnasol, uvad pei shol yomos. Do whatever bare minimum has to do to stay alive. But also lasos yosef parnasol, shakol yom, sofek Shabbos. So we can't do more than need, because every day is a sofek Shabbos. Okay, that's the Rambam. And the same thing with Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, Simen Shin, Mem, Dal, Tzip, Aleph, right? You count 7 days from the time of you got mixed up, Kiddush, Avdol, you don't do Halacha, and so on. And the Mishabur adds, and this could happen, in Simen Shin, Mem, Dal, Tzip, Aleph, not only Holach, Bamidbar, Hu Adinim, Nishba, Bein, Ha'ol, Kachom, because I was taken prisoner of war. is kept in a POW camp, and you know they play with your sleep. They you know they do all kinds of things to break you down, right? You know, they keep a guy to exhaustion. They fall asleep and they wake him up. He doesn't know he just slept for 8 hours, slept for 2 hours, or slept for 20 minutes. You know, so it's the same thing. You try and do the best you can. All right, from the day you made starting the day, you're confused. As Mr. Bruce says, "Let's only open enough and believe on something." That's what you do in that case. They make Kiddush Abdullah, but again, every day is Suffolk Shabbos. Okay. Now, in this very simon, Shin Mem Daled, the Shari Tshuva, not the Shari Tshuva Ben Yonah, the Shari Tshuva on the page of the Shabur and the Shohar, says as follows, look at 35. The Ayin B'moruk Tzia, which we'll see in a second, that's what Yaakov ended, but Osam Shinosim Tachas Kotev, those who've traveled by the circle, you know, the Arctic Circle, Shayom Misarech Chodesh Ubeis Chodoshim, okay, that the day will extend for a month or more, okay, and in some places even 6 months. Yesh limnos vav yomim shel chav dalad shaos shalanu. What should the guy do? Count 6 24-hour units. Never mind that the sun's not rising, the sun's not setting. You count, you know, wherever you are. You, let's say you got lost up there. Now you know what Shabbos is. The same thing as the guy in the desert. You measure 6 24-hour units. Yesh limnos vav yomim shel chav dalad shaos shalanu. And observe the seventh day of Shabbos. Now, this guy's not necessarily stuck for a word. He has stuff, but I mean, you know what Shabbos is. There's no way to measure the days of the week because there's no sun rising, right? It's dark or it's light or whatever, depending on the season that he's there. So this is one shita. You simply disregard the sun, okay, and the moon, and light and dark, and you count six 24-hour units, and the Shabbos is the seventh day. That's out of more clear, right? Okay, he has a little more details. It's Tzorach Iyun. Eich yin hagu ha-yoshrim o-nosim b'mdinos ha-smuchos ha-kota. What do people do? Shalafi rov ha-kurva, the closer you are there, mis'arech hayom, then it was summer season, the longer the day is. Yesh ye-chodesh or se-chodesh yom echon b'chein yoser. Ad she-yim tzomok mis'arech hayom chatzi shana. B'chein alal chatzi shana. The tachas ha-kota, the kota is the pole. You know, the North Pole. Right below the pole, there's neither day nor night. And a close on a cooler, Ben Hashmoshes. Never gets light next to all Ben Hashmoshes. Never gets light, never gets sun, doesn't rise or set. Right? So what do you do? So he says, what do you do? Nearly, she's limno sum, shiva yamim shavim. So chafdal tzol shalano umechashim umshigilasham mona hayam v'shalos umekadesh vik kedushin skalel aloch b'vidbar. That's what he says. Okay, the chida in his machzik bracha, that's his commentary on Shulchan Aruch Haim Shimon and Dawud, so called Dawud, also says like that. Okay, same problem, and he says yesh limnos shom shiva yamim shachafdal tzol shalano. Same thing. Now, then he says v'im kishigia, the last lines of 37. Im kishigia l'sham yodea ez yom b'shua omei bo maskelim l'sham chavta al-shos l'chol yom v'osa Shabbos v'zana b'chavta al-shos v'mishay yodea shu yom ha-Shabbos v'poshu. He knew when Shabbos was when he left, so he can measure that way. Okay, there are a few proofs to this idea. And again, this is all based upon the fact that we measure our time in 24-hour units regardless of the sun. One raya is an interesting Yerushalmi. Okay, the Yerushalmi has this is the Brachas Parakas Halacha Hey, source 38. Rab Levi B'Shem Rab Bezira Shloshim V'Sheish Shol Shimsha Osar Shimus V'Yom Rishon Shteim Esrei Erev Shabbos Shteim Esrei B'Leil Shabbos Shteim Esrei B'Shabbos. There was a 36-hour unit when the sun was out the whole time. The sun never set. Okay, it was 12 hours Erev Shabbos, then 12 hours Shabbos night, and then 12 hours of Shabbos itself. It's a measures like that. Now, even though the sun didn't set, but it was already considered Shabbos. Okay, so maybe that's a raya. Okay, in other words, that even though the sun doesn't set, but Shabbos comes in, even if you bring Shabbos in. All right. Now, there's not necessarily a raya from there, because again, you know, maybe there was some other rotation and so on. But the Medrash says, "Bracious Rabba, Bracious Parakut Al Pasuk Beis, Kevin Shachroka Hachama Belele Shabbos." The sun set and the special light was out, and so on. And everyone was praising on Kodesh Baruch Hu and so on. And again, this Medrash says that Lamed Vav Shos Shim Shos Oros, 36 hours. Again, on a simple level, the idea is that there was some passage of time. It became Shabbos, even though it wasn't. The sun never set. We always begin Shabbos when the sun sets. Shkitz HaHama. It never did set, but that's a raya. Okay? The other raya, again, the Medrash we saw before in Parshas Noach, Parshas Lamed Gimel, Sim Gimel, the other Raya, is, according to Yochanan, there was no nothing operated for 12 months. The other said, Shimshal Shari Shuman Nikar. Okay? And it could be that that's our machlokas. According to one opinion, according to the opinion that they didn't operate at all, the machlokas could be, maybe the earth didn't even move. But the other opinion is that no, the earth moved, but it wasn't Rishuma Nikar. There was nothing noticeable in terms of outside, but there was still the cycle of the earth. And for that reason, it's interesting because that whole year was a different, obviously, a different nature. What do I mean? The Medrash says, you know, it's interesting. The Medrash says that Noach, it says, was 600 years old when the Mabul started. Okay? And the question is, does it count the year of the Mabul or not? What do I mean? It says that Noach lived for 600 years, and then later it says Noach lived for 350 years after the Mabul. So how old was Noach when he died? So it says 950. But wait a minute, should it be 951? Because the year of the Mabul. Right? It was 600 years when the Mabul started, 350 years after the Mabul, but the Mabul itself was a year. So the answer is because nothing, you know, that's one view. There was no passage of time. Anyway, there's another issue with the sun standing still, not with Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's not explicit in the Torah, but Yehoshua. That's what you were probably referring to. Yehoshua. That's in Yehoshua Perek Yud, the famous Shemesh B'Givon Dome, the Yorech Be'Mekayalon, one of the battles against the Kananim, because Baruch Hu made a great miracle, that the Shemesh, the sun stood still in Givon, and the Yorech and Be'Mekayalon. Okay, which according to what we know, Emek Haron really was the early morning hours. Cause that's where the moon would be in Emek Haron and the sun in Gibbon. We know where those places are. But in any event, this was a whole miracle that took place in the battle. The Kodesh Baruch Hu great did this miracle to Yeshua, the sun standing still. So the Pirkei de Belezer, Perek Nun Beis, this was a nace. Okay, so what happened? It was Yeshua was doing a battle. The Gia Erev Shabbos. And was coming to battle with the Kananim, was coming to Shabbos. Okay, I mean, people didn't want to continue to fight because with Chal Shabbos, they had no choice. Okay, so what did Yehoshua? Yehoshua stopped the sun, and everything stood still. Called Echad Mekomo Shishim Ushoshim Shols. Everything stood still for 36 hours till Motzei Shabbos. Okay, Shenemar Aveidom Hashemesh Varechimo Adyakum Goyevo, etc., etc. That's what Sukkah Yehoshua Perek Yud. Okay, now. In other words, in this situation, that's an interesting story, because the sun stood still. So, according to the way it was a long day or something like that. I once read somewhere that in the Aztec tradition, Mexican Aztec tradition, they have a certain tradition that a certain day was an extra long night that it shouldn't have been. And it was exactly, the times matched. You know, we know from evidence, you know, so it makes sense. If the sun stood still over here, so it was darker over here, right, to the other side of the earth, so they have that tradition. Interesting point. But anyway, be that as it may, according to this point, okay, Shabbos came at a time, it should have been Motzei Shabbos, okay? In other words, basically, what good does it do if the sun stood still? Right? If we just said that the arrival of marking time happens anyway, so good, the sun stood still, but it's going to be Shabbos anyhow. According to this approach, anyway, you have to say the whole cycle, the whole rotation stopped, okay? And therefore, Shabbos didn't come till, so to speak, till afterwards. If just the sun would have stood still, so time would have marched on. Right? That's my point. All right? And there's a similar story in Yerushalmi, in Ksubas Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel. Another story with the sun standing still. Okay, this is part of the passage, part of the Gemara in the Aryan of Suvas talks about what's called Ashkavta the Rebbe, when Yehuda Anasi died. So a lot of miracles, a lot of things happened around the death of Yehuda Anasi. So one of the things was, okay, the Shalmi Suvas, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel, tells the whole story that it was Erev Shabbos when he died, right, and there were various nisim that took place, and people wanted to participate. He was the greatest, you know, of his generation and so on. So they did, and they ended up having, in the way he lived, the Beit Sharman or whatever, and 18 hours, again, the sun kind of stood still, the Shokah Chama didn't set, and everyone was able to participate in the Hesped for 18 hours, okay? And that's what emerges from there. So the Korban Eda writes, even though, again, things moved on, but they didn't want people to miss the opportunity to be with, to be Maspid Rebbe. So this miracle took place, and then they thought maybe they were afraid of Michal Shabbos. You can read the Korban Eda by yourself. Okay, they were afraid of Michal Shabbos, and Baskel cannot know whoever participated in the funeral of Rebbe is Mizum and Olam Abba and so on. Now, one second. if the sun actually stood still, if everything stopped, okay, so why do they think they're on the Chal Shabbos? Shabbos didn't arrive. Okay, it didn't arrive yet, right? But the answer is no. The Shabbos did arrive. Time moved on. Okay, and even though the sun may have stood still, that wasn't enough. It still would have been Shabbos. And all of these are rayas from Agadic Gemaras, but there's this concept of all the things we saw of time pressing forward, even the absence of the sun and the moon. Okay, so, and therefore, says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, says the Shari Tshuva in his name, and then the Chidah, and others, that that's what you do. If you're stuck up there, you might mark seven 24-hour units, and you keep Shabbos that way. In 48, we have the Tshuva of Rav Pe'alim, that's the Ben Ish Chai, the Sardi Ponsen Chelik Beis, in the section called Sod Yishar and Simon Dalad. He writes, "All libi lachor chakir achas binyan Shabbos." Okay? He says, it's interesting. Let's imagine the following case. We don't have it yet, although who knows, with time travel or supersonic speed, it might come up. Listen to this case. Obviously, time is different in different places because of the sun. Right, the people in the east and the west, there's several hours difference, right? Right now, we're another day, 6 hours behind Eretz Yisrael, because they change the clocks anyway. Yeah, so let's see. Let's see. So he says like this. He says, Yesh lachrim, echad osas cholos haShabbos. If a guy is going to begin Shabbos in a place where it doesn't get where the sun's going to set late, through some magical incantation, using Hashem or Kriyas, he came to a place, okay, and he has less Shabbos. He only have 18 hours. What does he do? Does he go by the skier? Does he go? Now, we don't have this situation. We're not traveling on Shabbos, but this comes up sometimes. A person flies on a fast day. So it'll be longer, it'll be shorter, right? Depends. You know, that's what he's talking about here. Okay? Anyway, he says, in the context of this, he writes, from the bottom of the page, Mikan Nirishim Yamod HaShemesh Yosir Miyud Beis Shol Zman Ma Ki'ilu 12 hours is the max. I don't care if the sun's out, it's not out. 12 hours is the max. Okay? And that's what he says is the rule. And Afal Gav Dol Shoka Nechsho Kozmana Yes Hayu Beishos Dol Shabbos Ashish Basri Debas Moshe Chutz and Gemara by Rebbe and so on with the Shkav to the Rebbe. Okay? And that's what he says. And he quotes some who say that, and he says, there was a Yatsin. I think it's right. But old near, we said that the Yatsin is my last paragraph. Lochir, the Vizem Isman, Yeshivosho Samosho Beno. Moshe was there 40 days and 40 nights. How do you know? Again, 12-hour units. That's what comes out. So that's the primary shita, that you simply mark 12 hours of time, and you count it that way, and that's it. It doesn't matter whether it's sunny out or not sunny out. Now, that's good for regards to Shabbos. The question is, what happens about this one? Kriyas Shema and things that are, you know, a day. Okay, you have to have a Shabbos, a 24-hour unit. That they haven't dealt with. There is another shita altogether. The Tiferes Yisrael, from the first Perek of Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, asked this question. The Tiferes Yisrael was a Yisrael Lipschitz in the 1800s. He was very knowledgeable in science also. In fact, sometimes he quotes in some places, he quotes they found dinosaur bones or whatever, big animal bones, and he refers to some museum in Baltimore. He writes Baltimore. Right? You know a lot of science also. So anyway, he writes as follows. Mr. Pikna, look at what he says. 49, just inside. Mr. Pikna Bebedinos Hatsonios. In the northern cities, Kimo Beirenu Danzig, like where we live, Danzig, that's today in Poland, Gdansk, right? But Danzig was in Germany, right? Or Copenhagen, or Stockholm, or these places, or Kedoma. Shasham Bechol Chodesh Univilula Yalila Kiyom Yoyer, what do they call it? The land of the midnight sun, right? It's in the midnight, it's still sunny out, okay? And it presents all kinds of problems. Remember Rabbi Sabalowski told me he was in Germany, in Berlin once. When some yeshiva they spoke there or something, so Berlin is also pretty far north, okay. And this was in the end of June. He said if you wanted to keep the most chumradika shita for Tzeisar Kachamim, right, and calculating what time Tzeis will be, that will be later in the wee hours of the morning than the earliest time for Alos. But you can't be machmerable. It's impossible. They can't do it. Anyway, so what do you do? You know. We call that Misha Yakir, you know, the early time you can put on towels and so on, you can distinguish between blue and white, right? There's a time, Misha Yakir. Misha Yakir, midnight to Misha Yakir. That's what he says, right? Masai Zman Kriyashma Tzitzis. Okay, he says we're not going to figure, we're not going to do it based only on Nisan and Tishrei. We have to go by what it is then. Okay, we don't follow Nisan and Tishrei. Brings the right people on my shoes. They don't follow the Nisan and Tishrei. So he says Yesh is not making a creation. So Iris or Tefillah or Tainus and so on. I feel when you chilek makomus shemak lechem makel al level the cheres macheres level. God hoa kambayel the bade shoes and he knows the whole other needle fi makom v'shato. I'm not arguing with you. Every person goes by where he is. But Ella, second paragraph, Ikar Sekasenu, Rak Medina Tzonis Bekayet, Shein Shem Laila Mamish, Klal, Rak Nefesh, Nek Neshef, Neshef, like, you know, it gets the twilight, Biyuna Biyula, June and July. My years, my Kriyash Maltzila, but Tizra Shabbos. Ulachorish is this topic, listen to this one. Gam came to Misha Korlo, Sheova Kayet, Samokla, Hanord Pole, right, the North Pole. Shasham Yesh Eze Chadoshim Ritzufim Bekai, it's Yom Mamish. 7 months in a row, it's straight night. V'roi Machal Makefes Kol Ofek Sovi Mizuch Dor Marav Tzofa. You see the sun circulating, but never goes off. It never goes out of sight, it just moves around. What do you do? That's our issue, right? The Hesis Yisnag Yisrael Abo Hashem, what is the Jew doing there? So he says, hey, you know, a nice Jewish boy, probably there'll be a Chabad there, right? He says, Eich, Kabbalah North Pole. So, Heichis Naheg Israeli, Habol Hashem in a Saponim, Shahochim Losham, Latsura Tanim Agon, Valfisher. Whalers. People are in the whaling business. They go up there hunting whales. Mosai's Mansilasos. He says, Yes, Omar. He says, he suggests the following. Okay? He says, you got to go by basically where you came from. You keep this money, but where you came from. Okay? In Cain, Yavol Losham, Cheshbon of Yom Echad, you arrived on a Sunday, you'll know the sun moving 7 times around, that's Shabbos. Okay? But you won't know about Dachan and Shachar's and Meir. That I can't help you with. And it'll also come out a little bit funny, because he said, he knew what he was talking about. He said, you have two Jews. One was coming from Europe, and one was coming from the United States. Right? So he's going to keep Shabbos a different day than him in the same day, because he's going to keep the Zman where we came from. They were ahead. Right? So that's what he says. He says, I days of the Gamke and Moslems are Kizit Shas, Hechis Nagam Kvitoshi Europa or Kvitoshi America. Are the others are based in the Talo, Achas Munachas Aprekador, Mitzar Echon, on different sides and so on and so forth. And, you know, when they make Shabbos in Europe, it's only Arab Shabbos in America. I mean, he's aware of the time difference, right? And they make Abdullah in Europe, it's still Shachar's Shabbos in America, with the Shachar's in the they make Abdullah ready, right? Anyway, so he discussed this whole issue, and he writes towards the end, Ulafiz there. In years from Beis Anoshim, Echad America, Echad Europe, Kol Echad Yishmor Shabbato, Lefi Amokom Shiyotze Mishom. Each guy keeps the Shabbat. It's a strange thing. It's very strange. That's what he says. And it's not going to be the Ein Chi of Skila V'Chatos L'Echad. Neither of them gets punished. They're both right. Okay. Right. You have to bring the line people with you. Okay. But he says, I don't know what to do, he says, lighten us, right, show us the night and day. Okay, but anyway, very fascinating. So that's a different sheet. They're not measuring 24, it's keeping basically where you came from. Okay, they keep where you came from. I remember, I don't know how many years ago it was already. I can figure out my second daughter was born. So it's 34 years ago. Okay. My father, across from Chicago, had a friend who was, lived in Eretz Yisrael, was a brilliant, was a linguist. Like he was a professor of linguistics. He spoke, many, many languages. A genius of a guy. He was a learner. His old friend of my father's from whatever. She was together, and they kept up with each other. He also passed away not that long ago. But anyway, so this person, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he was hired by some Israeli business company, business outfit, that was traveling to near the North Pole, because they were doing some kind of business deal. I don't know if it was whales or what, but whatever they were doing. And this man spoke Eskimo talk. So he was going to come along on the trip as the translator. The businessman, the Israeli, they didn't speak Eskimo. He did. He was a linguist. He knew how to converse with the locals up there. So I found one thing I was on my mind. He had an extra ticket, an extra place. He asked my father if he wanted to come along to this expedition. You know, so he did. He went along. And after all, these are Americans in the middle. It was one in the middle. Unfortunately, my I guess it was my grandmother that passed. I forgot where it was. My grandmother passed away, my father's mother. So until we tracked him down, it was just a mess. He was up in the middle of nowhere. You know, the nearest Jewish community was Montreal. It was 2,000 miles south. You know, but that's what they looked into the issue of Shabbos. You know, and Davin, I think, would be there over one Shabbos. Anyway, so that's the psak that they got, I think, was to follow. I think it's not the role. I wouldn't have passed that. I don't know anything back then. But they said that they followed based on where they were coming from. Anyway, it's just interesting. There is another sheet of the Minchas Alozer, the moon catcher. Yeah.
So you can know when
the Davis Shachar's based on that's what it would seem to me. He doesn't say it. He falls short of saying it by Shachar's, because there he's a little bothered by this, you know, Shachar's in front of the sun. You know, that's what you do. I think so. Point of that sheet. The Minchas Alozer, the Munkach Rabbi, Chelek Dalet, the grandfather, the president of Munkach Rabbi, Chelek Dalet, Simon Membeis, is another sheet. Okay? And that is, he says, he saw this Tiferes Yisrael, okay? And he said, it's very interesting what he says, but it doesn't bring any riot to it. He doesn't think it's right. Okay? He basically says, I mean, but he says it's wild, but that's what he says. Okay, he says he quotes the Tiferes. He narrated the Derech Mikra with Tiferes Yisrael. I'm a scientist. I saw the Tiferes Yisrael. He was in doubt, and he didn't really say anything that's clear. He had an opinion, but I don't think he's right necessarily, and it's all a big confusion, and so on and so forth. And he says, I believe Shekevan Shelok Shoka Shemesh Minayin Lo Lachayim the Rice Mishmer Shabbos Yotze. The sun doesn't set, and so on. And the only thing Machmud Rabban. Anyway, that's what he said. I'm sorry, that's his quoting from the Tiferes Yisrael. Okay, but he says he disagrees, and he says no. We're going to find to follow the regular definition of the setting of the sun. So you'll have a number of weeks or whatever go by before Shabbos. That's what he says. Kevin shall shock of a chama come and Hashem Yisrael Hari Nishar bechez or the other way Hari Nishar bechez ke Shabbos. You got the Mishnah. Kevin shall shock of a chama leyotz on Shabbos lechili mos achol. Okay, how can we possibly be matter doing such a thing? Okay, you can't. Now he writes, "Omnam who leflia shnisgava kelos bar b'shul makom b'shas v'chazala b'post mishon racham." Nobody says it. What the stories of these places? Okay, and then the Chazal certainly knew about it. He said, "Find it strange that no one talks about it." Anyway, at least he mentioned it as a possibility that it goes. Well, it's going to be a long day. It'll be a long Shabbos, a long weekday, okay? Wherever you are, that's what you go by. So you wait till the sun sets. I don't know, do you just have to daven shachar the first morning, that's it? I don't know. So that's the Minchas Alozer. There's one other shita, and that is that the Klausenberg Rebbe, the Divrei Yetziv, Chelek Archaim Sim Kuf Hei, 51, Begidre Yom B'Lalim Dinos Tzfonis Horchokos, and so on. So he quotes some of the other different shittas, and he says that you should be koveya, and Osei says you should koveya based on Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so do it based on Eretz Yisrael. The ikazman of everything is in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so therefore, they should keep the zmanim, he seems to suggest, keep the zman not where you came from, Eretz Yisrael. Okay, again, it's unclear, you know, what happens with Kriya Shema and other things, but he seems to say even for that, you keep this mind of Eretz Yisrael. Finally, Rav Sternbach, Chuz on Hagos, Chelek Aleph, Simon Shin, Tezlo, was asked, Nishalti ben Oseel of Finland. So he's traveling to Finland, his mind cuts him out, Mokhji, it's a Ein Yom, Meshach, Hamachadoshim, Maul, Otzil, Shabbos. Okay. So, by the way, there is a possibility that Rav Shemach suggests that somewhere else in Modim Zmanim, not here, but in Modim Zmanim Chelik Beis Sin Kuf Nun Hay and Ha'ara, he says even though the sun doesn't set, but there is some motion. So when the sun gets to its lowest point and starts again, that's the new day. You know, what I mean, you can measure it that way. I know you do at night, in the wintertime, but in the summertime at least there is some movement to the sun that's visible. But here he says. There was no Yom and Lila, and he says, look, you know, the Shabbat, he thinks maybe, okay, so there's no Mitzbatam and Kol Mitzvayom, okay? There's no Kriyashma, that you don't have to do it, the Mitzvah don't apply, but you can't get rid of Shabbos. And therefore he said, huh? Kriyishma and stuff like that. Because that's what he seems to say. There's no particular time to say it, so there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. The chiyuv is to say it within this time of day, but that never exists. You know, the time never comes, so to speak. Okay, if it's night all the day, so never what Kriyishma Shashachas? What Kriyishma? There's never Shabbos. That's what he suggests. Even though Shabbos is not potum. But then he says, L'dayti, therefore, Osir logo b'makom oskeilu. You can't live there because you're going to be battle. You're going to mafkir all these mitzvahs of the day. Okay, but he says the feed dvarino ain shama chovas hem ketzulim tzitzis kevin shamaisa ain yom zman aroyel kevin mitzvahs. Okay, so now he says in terms of Shabbos he can measure what he said before. So anyway, you have these different shitas. I mean, I think that the best thing is probably to not go, you know, and avoid the problem. Although I don't know what ended up happening, I was discussing with the Shechter. This year he went to, you know, he goes every summer. He's like the rabbi in residence on some trip to Europe, you know, these like heritage type trips. So this year we're going to Russia, we're going to St. Petersburg, and they're very far north. And it was the end of June, and he was very concerned about the Zmanim. What do you do about the Zmanim? He said the Zmanim are very problematical there. I remember myself going to London. My grandmother was still alive. She lived in London. And I didn't really realize. I was coming from Eretz Yisrael. I was there for the year. I came back and stopped in London. In those days, remember when you came back and said you could stop in Europe for free, you know, to free ticket? Anyway, so I went to, I knew I hadn't done Mincha yet. So I come out to the airport, the Heathrow airport. And, you know, I'm looking at my watch and I hadn't done Mincha. I want to take a train or bus, whatever it is, into the city. I was going to find a place to stay, whatever it was. And, you know, I hadn't done Mincha. I looked at my watch. I kept looking outside. I feel my watch. It's 7:30, 8:30. I'm looking at the, you know, I think I done Mincha. It's like 25 after 9. You know, there's still plenty of light out at that hour in London. So the ones further north and other things. You know, so it becomes a problem with davening. Comes a problem with Friday night. I guess people go to the movies Friday night before Shabbos, not Saturday night if they go. But the truth of that, so I was talking about there would be Mekabel Shabbos much earlier because it's impossible. How early can you Mekabel Shabbos before plug? You know, a lot of these issues come up. And, you know, so now, you know, you don't have to live in these northern places. But sometimes that's what the Tzitzis is bothered by. The Gdansk, Copenhagen, you know, Tinus, someone told me they were there Tisha B'Av, you know, or Shavuot Thomas. Or Shavuot, it's a mammoth fast. I mean, it isn't done until after midnight. You know, 1 o'clock in the morning, you can't eat. You know, now this by fast. It is a sheet I once mentioned that it can't be more than 18 hours of fast. Because there were never koveyas, since there were never place where Jews were at that time. There was never more than 18 hours. But you know, sometimes this comes up. Of course, you know, if you're in the southern hemisphere, it's the exact reverse. Right, everything is the fellow Shul, you know, Ian, as I grew up in South Africa. So he told me the easiest fast was the Shavuot Thomas. Shavuot Tavis was the hardest fast. Last is the other way around. So every table, you know, it's 5 o'clock. You already finished. He had there was the middle of the summer times because, as he told me, he was never home for Hanukkah because he was in camp, you know, because the seasons were reversed over there. He was always home for Tisha B'Av. So again, these are very fascinating issues with time. But you know, at least again, I'm just summarizing some of the shittas. But the main thing that seems to come out is that there is a concept of time moving, so to speak, and being measurable. Perhaps even without the you know, the sun setting or the sun rising. Again, for mitzvahs like Kriyas Shema Tefillin, which depends upon the sun, you know, daytime, that's a little harder to deal with. That's what Shemuch suggests, don't go live there. Okay, but you know, if you're stuck, it's not really sure what you should do. So again, we have different opinions. Some say go by this modern earlier. You say you bring a calendar, like today you can have a calendar. I should have looked before the show to see what my Zmanim says for going to Copenhagen or you know, one of these places and see what it says by my Zmanim. You know, it's not so pushy. Okay, this is an overview. It's a complicated subject. We have the shower. You have to ask a shower. Okay.